Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to our Wednesday edition of Getting Together with the Word of God. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 26. And here the Lord speaks of fulfilling his promise about David's royal line by choosing a righteous king who will rule with justice. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So let's begin reading Jeremiah chapter 33, beginning with verse 14. The Lord said, "The time is coming when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the people of Israel and Judah. At that time I will choose as king a righteous descendant of David. That king will do what is right and just throughout the land. The people of Judah and of Jerusalem will be rescued and will live in safety. The city will be called the Lord our salvation. I, the Lord, promise that there will always be a descendant of David to be king of Israel, and that there will always be priests from the tribe of Levi to serve me and to offer burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrifices. The Lord said to me, I have made a covenant with the day and with the night, so that they always come at their proper times, and that covenant can never be broken. In the same way, I have made a covenant with my servant David, that he would always have a descendant to be king. And I have made a covenant with the priests from the tribe of Levi, that they would always serve me. And those covenants can never be broken. I will increase the number of descendants of my servant David and the number of priests from the tribe of Levi so that it will be as impossible to count them as it is to count the stars in the sky or the grains of sand on the seashore. The Lord said to me, have you noticed how people are saying that I have rejected Israel and Judah, the two families that I chose? And so they look with contempt on my people and no longer consider them a nation. But I, the Lord, have a covenant with day and night, and I have made the laws that control earth and sky. And just as surely as I have done this, so I will maintain my covenant with Jacob's descendants and with my servant David, and I will choose one of David's descendants to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will be merciful to my people and make them prosperous again." And today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 26, where the Lord said, "I will be merciful to my people and make them prosperous again." You know, it's interesting in today's headlines how we have all of the Palestinians and the rest of the haters of Judaism, of that which is good over there in the Middle East, just proclaiming that, you know, the Jews have stolen the land. They have no right to the land of Israel. That belongs to the Palestinians, blah, blah, blah. You know, here we've seen that, no, God made a covenant. And I don't care if Allah or Buddha or anybody else has a problem with that. The God of heaven and earth, who made sure that the sun rises at the right time and sets at the right time, is going to make sure that the land of Israel exists and that there will be a king from the line of David to rule over Israel. So let the heathen rage, but our God is going to accomplish his perfect will. Let us pray. God of love and mercy, my hope is in you. Trusting in your promises, I proclaim your everlasting love. You are the God of my salvation. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow as we go over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 1 through 25, where the prophet Isaiah delivers a message to King Ahaz of Judah. Until tomorrow morning, beloved, just be blessed with every good blessing God has for you. That's my prayer for you.